Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a maxaholic? Baby, gang, you a lady. Will you keep it real tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it every day all night.
Hey, y'all, I'm here. Goddamn it, I told you that I was gonna have a fucking live ass show.
Didn't put the new one in.
That ain't the new one.
Yeah, got to change the new one.
Contact me at askrosebud@gmail.com or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget, you got two D's at the end of my name. Hold on, I gotta drink some water because it seemed like it happens to me. Trey, every time I start doing the show, I get the hiccups.
That's no problem, man. No problem.
Well, okay, man. I just drunk some water, you know. And, AskRosebud@gmail.com or, you know, follow me at Mr. Rosebud. Don't forget the two D's at the end of my name. And you can always check my site out, you know, the downanddirty101.com, where you can find the keys to the game. I have two different fucking shows, but this one is about the game. Is really about how to be in the game for real. And that's what we be talking about. Now, don't sleep on my MP3 files, goddammit. They on CD, baby. And for all you motherfuckers that really wonder about that, you know, you want a book, you go buy the book, this pimp, whatever. No, this book is an audio book. So you can put this in your motherfucking car and ride and listen to this shit. And what is so dope, thank you, bro. Thank you, man. That's what I'm talking about. Now, what I'm really talking about is how excited I am about this shit, because if you doggone pay attention to me on the shows, you gonna get some game. But what if you was able to see, well, not necessarily see, but you damn near could see, the game in action, as it happens, as a motherfucker ride down the street, pick up a bitch, you know, hit on the bitch, woo woo, catch the bitch, flip the bitch, turn the bitch out, pimp on the bitch 10 years, you know, woo woo woo. I mean, you get to hear this shit. It's like being a fly on the wall of some real live game. Now, you guys got to get that shit. Now, I know Trey Lavish. Trey, you doing so much goddamn shit, Trey. And you see, I see you just changing my motherfucking goddamn board as far as what I can do on my shows. I'm loving this shit, by the way, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Trey Lavish is the motherfucker that I fuck with. His goddamn website is artdistrictdirect.com. You can get it, Trey Lavish Direct. at gmail.com. And the cold part about it, you know, I mean, I don't really want him to just do this, but he be doing it. He be giving you shit for getting my shit. So if you get my shit, he gonna give you some shit. Now, just to be fair,
that's how we do it, man.
Just to be fair, if you motherfuckers get his shit and he tell me, you got some shit coming from me. Woo. We helping each other out in this shit. Trey Lavish do design, graphic designs. Trey Lavish do videos, commercials. I mean, infomercials, all that YouTube shit. Trey Lavish, you gonna see. Just stay fucking with this doggone this channel. You'll see. Now, what really make my audio so dope is that you get to be a fly on the wall and you get to see, you know, how I developed my 27 rules to be a motherfucker. I got 27 rules. And the first one is be cold. And I don't mean be chicken shit. I mean be cold. Motherfuck what somebody think. Now, what I'm saying is whether you know it or not, that's how to be cold. You don't be mean or do anything to hurt people. You just don't give a fuck about what any motherfucker say. Otherwise, when you say whatever the hell you say, no matter what they say, what you said is it. That's how I think anyway. That's how you need to understand the way you gonna goddamn need to be able to think. Now, them 27 rules, always one of them would come up some kind of way when I'd be involved in mental gymnastics about this game. I turn flips, double somersaults, and land. I stick the landing because I got game. I'm not gonna sit up here, let a motherfucker twist me up with some motherfucking shit they saying. I got hella motherfucking game. And those rules made my goddamn moves crystal clear. And I believe they'll make your motherfucking moves crystal clear. All my shit is on goddamn, actually, Trey, matter of fact, I'm going to announce this. We going to start having all my books on the site in Kindle version. Now, this is going to take a week or two to, you know, to get going, but I get a lot of requests for the books that I haven't actually published yet, and when I tell people about them, and I can't give it to them. But if I put them on Kindle on my site, you motherfuckers could get them. 347, I see you, baby. You know, hey, Trey, you keep an eye on that. When the question mark come up, that's new people. Hey, 347-286, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, bud?
Nothing, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I hope you are as well, my brother.
Goddamn it, that voice. Is this KB?
Yeah, you already know, brother. You know the voice. You know the voice.
Hey, I know your voice, but I didn't know your number, brother. I just know your voice. Go ahead.
I would just want to ask you. You said the 27 rules that you developed to be a motherfucker, right? I want to know from you, my question is, if you could let me know just at what point in the stage of the game while you was in the game did you actually complete that?
Excuse me. Lonnie Mac, I'm doing my show, man. You got to call me back. Hey, what stage of the game did I complete it?
Yeah, like what were you, like 10 years in deep? 5 years?
No, don't go like that. What happens is you're in the game. You're young, and you don't know shit. But everything you learned is really a milestone for you. Not everything you learned, but just about. What the fuck is my... Lonnie Mac, you got to call me back, man. I'm doing my show. Everything you do becomes a milestone. Otherwise, what you be doing right now, you know, you're learning this, that, and the other. But it won't be until you have finished pimping before you learn all of the things that you before you know all of the things that you learned that became tenets. Because I didn't know that I knew these 27 rules when I was learning them. All I know is a situation happened, and I saw that this is how you handle that situation. And that became something that I used as a rule for me. Now, that wasn't for every situation, but any significant, you know, shit that have widespread effect, any of that kind of shit, I'm handling it with one of them rules. And if I didn't ever run into that situation, otherwise I don't have a rule for it, then I can't motherfucking be scared of it because I've never seen it. So then I got to establish a rule on the job, meaning as I go through whatever the fuck I'm going through, I'm going to establish whatever rule it is. And that's how that go. See, I ain't saying you did this, but what you asked represents this. See, people want to know how to do it, not necessarily be a motherfucker, but shit, all kinds of shit. They want to know how to do it before they're able to do it. The only thing learning how to do it will do for you as far as help you is after you've already gotten into doing it. You know, so when you do it, let's say you're doing it and you thinking right now, man, 10 years from now, I'm going to have this, that, and the other, and I'm going to put all this together. That ain't going to happen. It may, but it won't. You know, you could be however old you are right now, and 30 more years from now, you get finished doing whatever you're doing, you know, having it the way you want to have it. And then you can look back and you can establish what was the tenets that you lived by. Now, right now, when you know you're going to get paid first as far as having a bitch, that's a tenet. You can say that if that's the case, but that's only one rule, you know, one thing. You don't want to have one thing. You're going to have several things. You're going to have developed a lot of different ways to see shit. That's why my 27 rules are, I don't say this is the 27 rules in order to become a motherfucker. I say these are the 27 rules that made me a motherfucker. And I motherfucking goddamn every situation that I'm in, I refer to a rule when it's, you know, appropriate. Because those rules work for me. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Yo, I got to tell you something, though. When you start firing off, it's like, I don't see how these dudes don't have no questions, because I had like about 6 different questions, but you were answering them as you were going along. But I still had to, and I had to like keep thinking fast enough to develop another question. But
Stop right there, KB. Listen, man. See, I don't like to talk without educating. And what you just said is a very powerful statement, which is what I try to get over to these motherfuckers. Even if you are on the phone with me and you ask a particular question, and in the course of me answering that question, I answer several other questions that you had, you're supposed to think fast enough to come up with another question, because those were the questions you came up with when you wasn't having to think fast. You just thought of them. But when you got to think fast, you'll have to think of some more questions. That's the key to being down. That's not asking questions, but being ready to adjust to shit. No matter what the shit is, being ready to adjust to it so you can keep going. So come on, whatever. Hey, and KB, this is something else you're going to show these motherfuckers about Rosebud. Rosebud can answer any motherfucking thing, and it ain't going to take me a half second. And what I say can be verified and checked. So whatever I'm telling you, if you know some other motherfuckers you want to run it by, you can do it, and they'll tell you, man, that shit is on point. So what's the other question you got? You say you thought of some more.
I did think of some more, but they weren't more like questions. They were more like statements. But I wanted to point and bring a couple of points and just add on to some of your points. But I missed them all now because you got me thinking on several different levels. So I'm gonna just go ahead and pause myself for a second and
But before you do that, I want you to answer something. Is that me having you thinking one way and then you kick it with a motherfucker? Now you're thinking about 13 different ways to think about whatever the fuck you're thinking about. Is that why you call me? Not call me,
yeah.
But, you know, listening to my show. Hey, but listen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that,
no,
that's
listen.
That's part of it, so that I could have so
that's
many.
That's not
viewers.
Part
and
of it. That should be
all. Yeah, but let me can I finish? Let me finish my statement though, brother, because you just sparked one of the thoughts that I had that I had lost for a second while you was talking, and it was about thinking. When you're thinking, do you use your thinking as like I had a brother one time that told me about thinking. He was like, you got to use a geometrical thinking, where as far as like you thinking on every angle, like 360 all around. Have you ever dealt with any of that, or you got anything on that on the level of thinking?
Well,
some people have a linear thinking. They think in a line, in a straight line from point
A to
B.
That's not linear.
E.
That's linear.
Yeah.
That's linear. So what I'm saying,
okay.
Man, nothing you could talk about, I don't know. And what I'm saying is you got to understand some shit. The things that you're asking as far as right now, linear, do you know what linear means?
Well, in a straight line, point A to B.
That's right. That means point A is going to always lead you to point B, and point B is going to lead you to point C. So you don't want to think in a linear way. I mean, you can, and you can win thinking that way, but every fucking thing in your life has to go your way if you think in a linear way. You got to be able to, I don't know the word for this, but you have to be able to think in all sorts of ways at the same time and be able to choose which way is appropriate for whatever you're dealing with at the moment. I'm telling
you,
that sounds
good. That's what you profess all the time. That's what you profess all the time, though, brother.
I do profess that, but I'm saying it sounds difficult, but it really isn't. It's not that difficult once you start doing that shit. You got to be able to – how do you think I can address this shit that some guy from – Japan or some guy from Greenland or whoever, I don't think like they think, but I think like I think. And I know, I hear what any person is asking me, and the question tells me my answer. And I keep trying to tell you guys, that's how you need to listen to a bitch, because while you're talking to that bitch, what she say will tell you what the fuck to say to her. I mean, this is real shit. I'm glad you brought that up, man. That this is not an insignificant topic. It's off topic as far as what I'm going to be talking about tonight, but it's not insignificant. It's a seriously important point, bro. And I'm glad you brought that up. Trey, you got anything on that?
No, you pretty much satisfied that one.
Well, you know what, man? You got to get used to saying that, because I'm going to always do that, man.
I let a bitch get away with something.
All right, man, I'm putting you back in, KB. But listen, you guys, call in. It's just not going to do you no motherfucking good to listen. Well, I'll take that back. It is going to do you some good to listen, but it's not going to do you as much good as it would if you called in and you ask me your real live question. You know, you can't trip. I've been told I profess this even to my daughter. You can't be tripping on how you get the information. You just need to know the information you need, and when you get it, you got to be ready to receive it. Period. Who's ever delivering it. And call in, holler at me, 657-383-0809. That's the number, 657-383-0809. I want to hear from you. Also, I want you to tune in to my Ask Rosebud show on Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard, and we're going to roll that night too. But this night, we talking about some pimp shit. You know, check my sites out, both of them, AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com. Now, before I get into tonight, my confidence courses, I'm telling you, they will help you guys. You feel that you know everything. And as a pimp, you're supposed to feel that. But you should not be adverse to learning. You should not be adverse to learning some shit you weren't thinking about. And if I dare any one of you motherfuckers that don't have my tools, I'll give you every single fucking one of them. and I'm on air saying this. I'll give you every single one of them if you could look at the topic of any one of those motherfuckers and tell me what's in them or what you think is in them. And if you're any way close to being right, I might goddamn give it up. But I doubt you will, because you don't think like I think. It's not because I am the only person to think like this. I think the way I think because, of like I told that last caller, you got to live this shit. While you're living it, you got to believe in what you're doing. Now, you don't actually know what you're doing until you damn near ready to be done with this shit. But all the way up until that point, you got to really believe this goddamn shit. And when you get to the point where you like 50, you know, whatever, and you're thinking about, you know, slowing down, you already know you believed all that shit because you got all these goddamn years in the past that you lived this shit. So you don't have to question yourself. That's why I don't. I don't question myself. I lived it already. All this bullshit, this test theory bullshit you motherfuckers be bringing up, I already lived that shit. And I'm not saying you don't supposed to live it. I'm saying you supposed to live it. But if you go through it, who knows how you gonna come out of it? I didn't know how I was gonna come out of that shit I went through. All I knew was if it was about being down and dirty, I'm going through it. I do not give a fuck what happened. And you gotta be like that. If you wanna be down, if you wanna have bras, if you want to have motherfucking bros just listening to you, doing whatever the fuck you say, knowing that the Hillside Strangler, the Slasher, or whoever is out there, they still go out and do that shit based on what you're saying, man, you better be pretty goddamn sure of your motherfucking self. I'm telling you, I do all kind of shit, coaching, all kind of shit, but I tell whoever I coach, man, look, I will coach you once or twice, but don't be calling me talking about some goddamn coaching for the rest of your fucking life. Fuck that. When do you learn how to make your own decisions? When do you become a motherfucker? You ain't gonna never become one asking for my clearance. Shit. My shit, my confidence courses, is for motherfuckers who ain't 100% sure of themselves. And my coaching is for you motherfuckers out there that run into situations and you need directions. But which one of you are 100% sure what the fuck you're doing? I know. It doesn't matter. Look, yeah. And don't get the impression. Go ahead, man. What you just finna say?
No, that was funny. I was laughing at that. What you were saying.
Oh, okay. My ABP principles, my alpha male rules, and I got the goddamn pledge. I got the five no's, the 10, you know, inexpensive things to do on a date. This is free shit. Hit me up. I'm going to send that shit to you. AskRosewood@gmail.com. Now, goddamn it, I talk all that motherfucking shit because I want you to know I ain't just here talking. We going to be talking about the right things to do in the game, and I'm going to give you an example of the right things to do. But I'm going to start off with a question. Do any of you motherfuckers know what autonomy means? Trey, do you?
I'll take a crack at it. It means one...
Wait. Don't say you'll take a crack at it because that's giving you an excuse. What I'm saying
right,
is, what
right.
was my question? Do you know what it means or not?
I don't know what it means, but I'll tell you what I think it means. I think it means...
Well, that's dope. Go ahead.
I believe one rule, one person moving, something to that effect.
Okay. Now, to take what you just said, one person moving, one person ruling, something to that effect. That means another motherfucker, if that's the case, could be the motherfucker that rules and directs. Am I right or wrong?
His world.
You may not have been saying that, but as far as the words you did use to describe or define what you was thinking means, was saying that you don't have to be you, right?
Well, yeah, for myself, yeah, I would have to. It would be an autonomy for me.
Hold on. My question is, do you know what autonomy means? Autonomy is not for you. Autonomy is not for me. Autonomy means what it means. So the answer is yes or no, man. Do you know what it means?
That would be a no.
Now, see, this is how easy it is to learn. First and foremost, Trey, I mean, you know, I ain't picking on you, man. You know, you said some powerful shit just now, and I'm going to clarify some shit. First and foremost, this is what I mean when I say you cannot go past the point where you don't know where a word means. Now, autonomy, Trey, for your information, everything you said about autonomy was right, except you left out autonomy is doing this for yourself. Autonomy is independence and self-government. You do things that come out correctly in life, if that's the case, but you're doing them for you. You're autonomous. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm doing this shit is because you motherfuckers need this shit. You really do. You know, we got to address what the real problems that you're faced with are. And Trey just showed us one. Although this is not significant because I know Trey, and I know he ain't really subject to this. But his answer, since the words were the only things you could hear, you guys that's listening, I didn't want to leave it like that. Because to be autonomous, you have to be able to think about what the hell is going to happen from this particular action, what is going to be the reaction, and how is it going to affect you. You have to make sure of your safety, of course, your progress, and every goddamn thing that's progressive. Autonomy does not necessarily mean progressive, but when you want to be autonomous, you want to think and do all the things progressive for you. Now, to make it brief, but to the point, like I'm saying, it's independence and self-government. Now, later on while we're talking, I'll explain how important this is, but right now, I'm finna keep going. See, we didn't take in the time to get to know ourselves. That's what this show is about. Of course, you want to hear a motherfucker talking shit. Of course, you want to hopefully hear this, that, and the other, and get some information. But in reality, what we've done was dig into ourselves. What we are doing is digging into ourselves. Hey, Trey, I see it, but what I want you to do, man, what I want you to start doing is when a question come up, you see it immediately, and if that's the case, say, Bud, you got a question, 646. I'm pulling in. And pull them in. Whatever, however you do it. I don't care how you do it. But I don't want them waiting on the line unless they have to. So I got it now. 646, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, this is from the Bronx. This is Nephew Blue. I got a couple of questions, man. First off, I want to start by saying, man, it's a blessing to be on the line, you know. It's phenomenal. You're forever grateful to speak to you guys, you know. I've been following up on you guys' books and stuff like that. But mainly my question is, I think I've been falling into somebody else's autonomy. I think I've been autonomized. I think I've been, you know, being pimped.
Stop. First, let's start over and say you said you think you've been what?
I think I've been falling into somebody's pit of autonomy. You know, I think I've been
Stop right
autonomized.
There. Stop. You say you think you've been folding into someone else's pit of autonomy?
Yes, sir. I think I've been, you know.
Now, what does that
autonomized.
Mean? Stop. No. Listen, this is what's wrong with you guys. You don't investigate shit. How the fuck are you going to say that to me, and I don't know what the fuck you mean, and you're going to keep talking? I'm not going to understand what you're saying. What do you mean you've fallen into the pit of someone else's autonomy?
Well, as far as, you know, I'm dealing with a little situation where I'm handling something. Somebody's dropping something off with me. You know, I'm handling it, reassembling it, you know, playing a block with it. I'm just a young nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling as far as, you know, I'm getting my little ones and twos, maybe clearing, you know, a light 2,000 probably a week, you know. But my main man that's dropping it on me is clearing something else. But as far as that is, it's not my concern of what he's clearing because he does what he does. But you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, the word goes around, it make me look like a square as far as, you know, as much potential that I have.
Bro, you full of shit. You full of shit because you listening to bullshit. If whoever doing whatever the fuck they doing, and then they hook you in, and you doing whatever the fuck you doing, and you getting whatever the fuck you getting, and you already agreed to what you getting is cool, who the fuck can tell you about what the fuck you doing?
Nah, that's for sure, but what I'm trying to say is this, as far as this, I step to the side and do my own thing. It's like, mainly it'll be still with, you know, with his people, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to step on nobody's toes, and I ain't no sherm nigga like that, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to
get
my
money.
Yeah, but
wait. You start talking that goddamn shit, then you have to make the decision, not me. And there's nothing I can tell you about it. If you're going to, you know, do the shit on the tip that you can do it, then that's on you. But if you're going to be stepping on this motherfucker's toes, then you better be ready for whatever action this fool going to bring you for stepping on his toes. If you're not, then you ain't ready to do it yourself.
I feel like as if I'm being a part of that, you know, as far as like I'm being pimped because, you know, I'm not a pimp, but, you know, this little situation that got me looking as far as like I'm a pimp, just the way I maneuver, you know, and that's just maybe how I carry myself, you know, women are, you know, attracted to me, you know, and I have one female, you know, that has been drawn by him, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing nothing with this female, you know, not nothing to it, but just getting a little dollars out the broad and shit like that.
Man, wait, stop. This is where I'm coming from on the shit you talk about. You got too much guessing going on for me. I'm not going to guess all the bullshit you talking. If you doing some shit that you can't tell me, then that's on, you know, then that's that. Then we can't talk about it. But all this guessing, this doesn't know all this shit. Man, I want to know what that shit is. And if I don't get to know what it is, then I can't help you.
It's basically like, you know, I'm handling some work out here, you know what I'm saying? My man dropping a bomb on me. I'm breaking it down. I'm reassembling. I'm doing what it do. But as far as, like, it's like a whole range of clientele. This is like I'm talking about some dope boy shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the dope boy. He's the dope man. You know what I'm saying? But it's like it's bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it as far as, you know.
Hold up, man.
Like,
Hold up. What are you on this show for? This is about pimping bitches. This is
yeah,
not about
exactly
a motherfucker that feel like
but,
they being pimped. Man, you're not listening. You're not listening.
But the way I,
can't get
yes,
help
sir.
If you don't listen. And what I'm saying is, this is about pimping, man. This is not about you, a dude, feeling like some other motherfucker is pimping on him. I don't entertain that shit, man. That's weak shit.
No, I understand that, sir. But this is what I'm saying. Like, as far as like the pimp game, the whole game, as it comes down to it, it's all a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? So the way I see it, as you know, I'm dealing with this. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as far as I'm being pimp, and I was asking you, maybe you could probably try to help me, you know, try to be that motherfucker so I can master it and get up out the
yeah, man, but
I'm
you
in.
Ain't being pimped. So how can I help you? You think you being pimped. How
all
can
right,
I help
brother,
you?
I appreciate you.
But no,
I,
listen.
I let
feel like
get away with
no,
this
man.
Last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
Listen to what I'm saying, man. What I'm saying
yes,
to
sir.
You is the way you think about shit is the only way you're going to come out of whatever the fuck you're talking about. And if you think in a loser term, otherwise any man that will open his mouth and say that he feel like some other man is pimping on him is telling himself that he's a soft, weak-ass motherfucker and he need to be pimped on. That's what you're telling yourself when you accept that bullshit. Now, I don't think you think that. So what I think is that you're supposed to understand, are you being pimped? Excuse me. Are you being pimped on? Or are you doing what you need to do to get what you need done? Don't answer that. What I'm saying is that's the answer. I mean, that's what you need to answer before you start wondering what's going on. Because if you don't answer that, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. You either doing what you're doing because you have to do it so you can get to where you're going, or you're not. And I'm
you
not
got some calls,
Hogan,
bud.
Huh?
Got a couple calls there, Hogan, when you're ready.
I see him.
Hey, man,
I appreciate
you. I appreciate you, bud. I appreciate everything you have to offer, man. I appreciate it. Even if it's the slightest thing, man, I call wasting your time or anything, man. I appreciate that.
You ain't wasting
man.
My time,
gonna,
man. You really asked me some shit. I appreciate you, brother.
That. I appreciate that wisdom that you get from my cerebral, man. Y'all stay blessed, brothers.
For sure. Okay, 347-286. What's your first name? What's your question?
Yo, it's KD, man. KD Stunts. What's up with you, bud?
Okay, what's happening?
Very much. Yo, the autonomy thing, and I think, like, some dudes, like, as you already cleared it up. You said it what it was, self-governing. Self-governing. And not only that, but I would add, like, it's self-governing, and as you said, independent without any other external or outside help. Now, when what I think of is when brothers start really, if you really look at that, you look at that definition.
Hey, KB, hold on, listen.
Hold on.
I'm not into what you're talking about. Every time you call, you got some extension of what the fuck I'm talking about. What I'm saying is if you believe whatever you're saying, I ain't against it. And I'm with it. Just be strong enough to do it. I don't want you reinforcing our...
I know, but I ain't talking about it. I'm talking about it, though, right now. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to... All right, look. But listen, brother, if it's not your cup of tea, I could understand. And you know what I'm saying? And I'll just let you be. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bring
nothing
to you.
Okay, then you got to understand that, because what I'm saying, man, is I'm getting tired of you calling on here and having all these extensions. Hold on, listen, man. You didn't even hear what I fucking had to say, did you? Did you hear it? Or do you know it? Do you? Yes or no? So that's what I'm saying, KB. You know, all that shit you talking, I don't know what the fuck you trying to do, but all you doing is opening your mouth, trying to say some extension shit to what I already said. I don't fucking want to hear that goddamn shit. So if you want to call and add to the motherfucking conversation, fine. But we don't need any elaborating. Because all you're doing is elaborating on what I already said. Which is cool. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you do that on every call. Now, the one call, it could be like that because you just elaborated. The next call, you got to have something to add. You can't keep elaborating. Do you understand what I'm saying or no?
I'm not sure I quite do, but I'm not sure I quite follow what you were talking about, so I don't really want to add yes or no, so I'd have to say no at this point.
So what I'm trying to say is this.
I'll try to follow you at a later time, because I know what I'm trying to do. I'm not, you know, but
listen, this is your problem. What you're trying to do doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't. Because what you're trying to do is, I already saw you then bitched up and fucking hung up. I don't give a fuck. I put up with your goddamn bullshit. You know, I know you have some sort of goddamn show that you be doing. I don't know if you use these clips of you fucking with me asking this stupid ass goddamn shit you be asking, but this is very stupid, asinine ass shit you be asking. Now, if you want to ask some real shit, bring your black ass back on the goddamn phone and punch one. But if you want to do this bitch ass shit, and then you want to act like a bitch and hang up, and then you're going to call her, oh, nigga, no, you didn't call me a bitch, ooh, all this old shit. You acting like a bitch? You can't stand up for what you're talking about when somebody check your stupid shit. Your stupid ass is motherfucking scared to talk. I ain't with that shit. I don't give a fuck what you think about me, man. And I'm talking to you, KB. Whoever the fuck you are, I don't really know you. I don't owe you shit. I'm tired of you coming on here with this weak-ass bullshit. Trying to agree with me. Motherfucker, you ain't got to agree with me. 470-240. What's your first name? What's your question?
What's going on, Rose, bro? I appreciate you for chopping up game with us. My name is Rollins out in Atlanta. And I've been having something on my mind for a while now. And it's like, I don't know if it's true, because I ain't been in the game like that. And but what I've been noticing is most pimps, they only deal with white girls. And I'm trying to understand, is it, like I even heard Pimpin' Ken say one time, he was like, he said something to the effect that when it comes to white girls, they're going to get it. And when it comes to black girls, they're going to not be with it. And I just
listen, man, I'm not talking about Pimpin' Ken, but you listen to this and you understand this. The fucking reason most motherfuckers run around talking about white bitches, wanting to fuck with white bitches, and these motherfuckers that's doing that don't even know it. But the reason they do it is because it's a goddamn white world. Period. Even when it comes to hoeing. Otherwise, I know my white bitches because I never had a black bitch. What I'm saying is I know them bitches would call me and tell me that the police just rolled and told them that they were sweeping. So they better get off the track between and they give them some hours. That's how come motherfuckers really get white bitches, because it looks like white bitches get it better. They don't. They have it easier. And they're going to be white, and the people that run the world is white, so they're going to tell them bitches whatever they tell them motherfucking bitches. Some police hate white hoes, too. But a lot of white-ass police is white, and they're going to tell them motherfuckers, them white bitches, they're going to give them a heads up. Now, they don't know that bitch paying a nigga. Soon as they find out, then they're going to hate that bitch. But when she said, I ain't got no man, you know, because that's why we used to tell them hoes to say you ain't got no man to the police in Hollywood. But in D.C. and motherfucking Kansas City and different cities on the east, if you tell a bitch, a police, you ain't got no man, they running you off the track. So you got to know where you at, bro, to know how to think about what the fuck you're thinking. You follow me?
Yeah, I hear that. It's just a thing that I like black bitches. And I know I heard pimps that deal with black bitches say that they harder to deal with. But I would deal with white bitches, but I would prefer to have black bitches.
Man,
that's all I was saying.
I don't know why you saying that. That's weak bullshit. What I'm saying is them motherfuckers talking about that a black bitch is whatever and a white bitch is whatever, they don't have no game. Because a white bitch is a white bitch, and that's why she get what she get, because she's a white bitch. The same trick that just wants some pussy will ride down the street and see a white bitch and offer $100 and see a fine-ass black bitch and offer $40. It's a white world, man. And if you want to try to act like it ain't like that, and that's why you'll be saying all this stupid shit and you won't understand what the fuck is going on. The only thing good about a white bitch, for as far as a pimp go, is when you need an apartment, when you finna rent one, you send that white bitch in there. That motherfucking white bitch is a white bitch to that white that white motherfucker that's renting the shit. And it's taken care of because they white. Other than that, man, you ain't never had no white bitches and you just dreaming about shit. Y'all got to excuse me, man. I got these fucking hiccups.
Yeah.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
Hey, now, did you hear that? I let a bitch get away last night and I shouldn't have let her get away with it. That's how you motherfuckers all going to be. That's how you all gonna be. Because you always think about the shit after it's over. Now think about that motherfucker talking about, I let a bitch get away last night, blah, blah, blah. What if he would have been thinking that I ain't letting no motherfucking bitch get away from me tonight? And then he ran into that bitch. See, you gotta prepare for war. You gotta prepare for war in order to win a minor battle. And each battle you win if it's with the same bitch, in the end, you're going to win the war. But each battle you win, if it's with different bitches, arms you with the motherfucking artillery that you need to kill a motherfucking bitch, any bitch. That's why you don't want to talk to the same kind of bitches. That's why you don't want none of that kind of bullshit. None of that weak ass, soft bullshit. You want some real shit. I got so much shit to talk about. Let me 470. Is you got anything else?
I did have something else I wanted to like I heard you mention about like the 10 inexpensive things to do with a bitch and a couple of other things. Like I
right.
wasn't seeing on your site, and I just heard you say like earlier I could get it. For free.
Hit my email. Hit my email. Ask rosebud@gmail.com and say you want that free shit, and I'll hit you with it.
Okay. Appreciate you for that. And it was one more thing.
Oh, wait. I didn't goddamn tune you out. Come on. What'd you say? I got you back on.
It was one more thing, too. It slipped my mind. I'm trying to think. I think that's.
I can't have you thinking on my line, man. You got to know what you want to do. Come on.
I got you. If it comes to mind, I'll just buzz back.
Just hit me back, man. Hey, listen, the good thing about me, if you ask your question and I answer it sufficiently and you get off the line and then you think of another question, all you got to motherfucking do is hit fucking one again, bro. All right?
All right, cool. Appreciate you, man.
All right, 646. That's the New York. Man, I be getting a lot of these New York motherfuckers. Come on, man. What's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. What about
you
yourself? Yeah, I got
okay,
you.
Okay, cool. Basically, what I want to know is I want to get in the game and how to really get down and get dirty, you know?
You want to get in the game. What the fuck is going on? Oh, that's right. You want to get in the game and you want to know how to be down and dirty.
Exactly. Like, what I'm saying, what I mean by that is the mentality, you know? Like you're saying, you
yeah,
to
but let me ask, let me say something to you, man. Do you want that, or are you just talking? Because the reason I asked you that, I ain't saying
no,
you want to do that.
I wouldn't say
hold
that.
On,
I,
let
I,
me
I,
ask
I,
you this. Let me ask you what I'm asking you, bro. If you wanted to learn how to parachute, skydive, do you think you would be sitting around asking questions, or do you think you would get a motherfucking skydiver to show you how to skydive? What do you think you would do?
That's an obvious question. I would get a skydiver.
No,
that's
it's not obvious, man. You would do what?
I would get a skydiving coach.
Why?
I don't want to do something of that magnitude and not know what I'm doing, because I can mess around and really hurt myself.
Exactly.
I understand it.
Exactly.
Right.
You're 100% right, brother. But do you know why I asked you that?
No. Go ahead.
Because if you want to be down and dirty, and you ain't got now one of my motherfucking tools on how to be down and dirty, what the use is going to be me telling you how to skydive? It would be the same as me saying, hey, man, when you skydive and you're letting somebody hold you, you're going to be safe as hell. Why they should describe how safe it is? Shit, you ain't going to do that shit. But I'm saying, you're talking about how to be down and dirty. You ain't got man tools. You don't know what to do. So whatever the fuck I tell you, you ain't going to do that shit, man.
Mm.
The only way you're going to go and do it is to understand what you're trying to do. This is what's wrong with you guys. You sit up here and ask about being pimps, but you don't want to know nothing about what the fuck it takes to be a pimp. You want to be down and dirty, but you don't want to know nothing about what it takes to be down and dirty. Why? Because you got to cut loose $50 or whatever. Let me ask you something,
man.
Oh,
that's not a problem for me.
No. I ain't saying it's a problem. Just listen. What I'm going to ask you is this. This weekend, today is Thursday. This weekend.
Yes.
Coming up. When you go out. The Friday night. Do you think you're going to spend more than $50?
And I'm going to be working.
I'm not talking about you particularly going to work. I'm saying you going out this coming weekend. Do you think you would spend more than $50?
No, I'm kind of frugal. That's why I want to get in the game. I want to get some money.
Okay, okay. That's a bad reason to get in the game. But you kind of frugal, so you might not. But what I'm saying is this. If you go out, you're going to spend whatever it takes to be out. So if you go to Red Lobster, you're going to spend, even if you get the $10 menu, you're going to spend the $10. What I'm saying is, if you want to motherfucking do something, you got to get what it takes to do it. And if you want to know how to be down and dirty, you need to start at 2-0 on Down and Dirty 101. So you can get that tool and another tool, because I'm giving you two for one. But what I'm saying, you need to get that tool, and you got to start having or learning how to have the mentality that it takes to be down and dirty. Because you cannot say...
I got a
say,
quick question for you.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You cannot be listening to me and say, God damn, man, what he's saying makes hella sense. I want to be down and dirty. And then say you want to be down and dirty. No. You got to do what it takes to be down and dirty. Now, what was your question, brother?
Could you just reiterate what you said about getting, was it 02 or 01? I wasn't really sure. I didn't hear it. A little chat on the line.
02, my course?
I got you.
You talking about 2.0, my course?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. That's what I was saying. I didn't hear it clearly.
Listen, man, I got a full course. Four parts of the first 1.0 is to make you accept who you are. It makes you go through a whole bunch of different things to deal with you, which is what a lot of you guys don't do. The very biggest thing. Now, once you've dealt with you, 2.0 shows you what to do with what you have learned about yourself. And if you do what it says in 1.0, and then you get to 2.0 and you do what it says, by the time you get to 3.0, you will understand why 3.0 tells you what it tells you. But I'm not going to say what 3.0 tells you. But what I'm saying is 3.0 tells you something that you're not going to expect to hear. Then it explains to you why you need to understand what 3.0 is saying. You needed 1.0 and 2.0 to be able to understand what 3.0 is saying in order to do it. But a lot of people, they want to buy all this shit at once, which I don't care, man. If you buy it all at once, I give you a hell of a deal. I sell it to you for 30%. You know, if you fucking buy all the tools at once and you buy the course, shit, $750. If you buy all that shit separately, you spend it $2,300. So, I mean, you can buy it all, but you gotta follow the instructions. And if you go through 1.0, by the time you get to 2.0, you'll be so ready for what 2.0 has to offer that you will be tackling it. Then when 3.0 comes and says this, I'm telling you, man, it's like an earthquake, a 7.9 earthquake.
I'm excited.
It's going to shake shit up. But when you hear it and you hear my explanation, then you're going to understand what I'm talking about and how what I'm talking about works. And you can't do it by just listening to my shows or listening to this or getting part of the course. You got to get the course. Now, I know people don't have money, so of course, buy what you can buy when you buy it. But if you can get it all, you're going to save all that money. But the biggest thing is that you're going to learn you. I'm telling you, man, my course don't promise to get you no bitches. My course promised to make you confident. And I know confidence catch bitches. So if you get confident and don't catch bitches, then it's something you doing. And if that case, that's the case, then you need to fucking get some coaching. But 9 out of 10 times, bro, I tell people, and if you have heard my show before, you know I get a lot of people calling in, talking about how my course is great, how my course did this for them. But them motherfuckers only call in maybe for a year.
No,
They call in for a year. They call in for a little more. But what I'm saying is they don't be calling in for no 3, 4, 5 years because they be done grew they've been grew into what this course is talking about. And listening to my shows, simply, now, this is an example, but let's say there's 10,000 things for you to learn as far as being down and dirty. And yeah. In my course, I cover, let's say, 1,000 of them, or maybe a little more. I can't cover 10,000 because it would take too much time, and it would take, cost too much money. But let's say I cover 1,000 in the course. The other 9,000 is covered on the show. Why I could do it like this? Because when I cover those other 9,000, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about unless they have the course. But if you have the course, what I'm talking about is going to explain in details about this, that, and the other that you didn't have the, the proper understanding about in the course. And if that don't work, once you get the course, you can hit me on email, or even we can talk on Skype or whatever, and you can get details. So I'm saying, bro, get the course,
yes.
Learn what the fuck you can learn, and then what you don't think you've learned, we can talk about and educate
you
on, man. Hey, I'm serious,
now,
man. I know it sounds like I be selling shit, but you got to understand.
Not at all. You sound sincere. You sound very genuine. I really appreciate you. You have a good evening. I'm going to cut off now, all right?
All right, for sure, brother. Hey, listen, right. 3-4, oh, goddamn, is that this motherfucking KB? Come on, man. Come on, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? I just wanted, I think you might have addressed it a little bit, but I was thinking about, like, tools. And I was thinking about, like, how tools, like, when you have certain tools, if you have the tools, but you don't know exactly what the tools do or how they can perform, they may not be helpful to you, but when you do, it actually is a confidence builder to you. Let me tell you something, man.
Listen to this.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been checking Facebook out, but if you have, you may have seen that I am building or have built a pool table. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I've seen that, and I've seen you do it before, though.
Wait, man. What I'm saying is this. When you can do something, you're supposed to do it. But tools are only important if using this tool shows you what the purpose of it is for. Because if it don't show you what the purpose is for, then you're not going to be able to ad lib when you don't have that tool. Now, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is I do all the shit I do with none of the tools that people need to do it. Why? Because I know what the fuck I'm trying to do, and I'm dealing with straight lines. I don't try to cut no curves or any of that bullshit. I cut straight lines, and I know if I want a 45-degree angle, all I got to do is get a square and go from corner to corner. I got a 45-degree angle. I know several ways to do what I'm trying to do without the tools. But what the tools do, because I didn't never know this shit until I actually used the tool. Let's say I was trying to do this and I couldn't do it until I went and bought the tool. So I had to stop what the fuck I was doing and go buy the tool, come back, use the tool, see what the tool does. Then I know, goddammit, I could have just drew a square and went from corner to corner to get a 45-degree angle. So I don't need that tool anymore. You understand what I'm saying?
I definitely understand. Yeah.
What's funny?
Yeah. Nah, I mean, yo, that was a straight gem. Straight gem, like everything in there. And I mean, and you stayed definitely true to everything you say about how the course works and what you're dealing with. So that's what's not funny, but humorous.
You know what's funny about it? I'll tell you what's funny about it. It's so fucking simple. Hey, I'll tell everybody what's, you know, that's listening, you all. It, what I talk about ain't no goddamn brain surgery. But if you don't know how to achieve walking across the street, it may as well be brain surgery until you learn how to walk across the street. Once you learn how to walk across the street, then that shit ain't shit. It is not on your list of things to do no more. You're doing it. Your list of things to do can continually grow as long as you let yourself be challenged in the right way and you respond in the right way. Because, AKB, I'm telling you, man, the one thing that you do is you have to be right. And I do, too. That's good about you. But I tell you, man, you can be shut down very easily. And then you didn't show it two or three times by being quiet after I asked you a question. I'm not saying that to high side on you. I'm saying that because that's the problem in thinking you're right. You're thinking you're right. You don't know that you're right. When you know that you're right, you don't do none of the stuff that you do about a point. Now, that's a gem right there.
Yeah, on another note, yeah.
Trey, you heard that?
On another note.
Come on, man.
Well addressed, properly addressed, brother. You know, and I don't really have too much to say, but I really don't have too much to say. But I drew those 2 points, and that's all I wanted to do. And I do appreciate, and I definitely see the love and the respect. You see what I'm saying? All
right, man, for sure. Hey, man, John, I don't give a fuck what we go through, man. You cool with me. You ain't no punk. You know, you going to come out. So as long as you come out and you can stand me coming out, man, we cool. I ain't got no problems with you, man. You cool with me.
Respect.
Right on. Say, you guys, so the cold thing about this, we ain't got but 30 more motherfucking minutes. And I got so much shit to spit. But I don't really want to spit this shit. I want to talk to you. Trey, do you see the difference or the excitement that's in me when they have these kinds of questions? These, you know, instead of me having to talk about my little bullet points, my bullet points ain't shit. You know, real life is shit. You see that shit, Trey?
Yeah, it's much more organic, much more organic.
You and your motherfucking words. Hey, let me tell you something, man. You just coming into the show. This motherfucker here know his shit. He know all about his motherfucking IT shit. I'm talking about he do videos, graphics, he do all this shit. You know, all kind of shit that I ain't really naming. You know, I didn't tell you, Trey, you got to put some shit up so we can, you know, find out what you really do. But what I'm saying is the good part about it is that you helping a real brother. I mean, a motherfucker that ain't scared to work for his shit. You know, he ain't scared of none of the shit that people let keep them from doing shit. Because when you want to do something, especially when it's an outgoing type make money situation, it's always a chance of getting fucked. And if you think about getting fucked, you won't do it. I'm telling you.
Nope.
You won't do it. So what I'm saying is you have to accept being fucked when you're doing some kind of business that's going to make some money, especially when you're entering the game. Because that first thing that you enter with, if that's the only thing, you don't need to be in the game. But that first thing that you
enter
the game,
that's some punk thinking, man. That's some
thinking. No, listen. Go ahead. What was you saying? What's punk thinking?
I'm going to say that's some punk thinking, worrying about getting beat.
No, that's not. That's reality. That's what listen to this, man. You ain't going to believe this. I'm telling you, I'll be inventing all kind of shit. And I don't know how, well, Trey, you might remember this. Maybe 20 years ago, motherfuckers used to walk around talking about they strapped. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Strapped meaning they got a pistol. right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, this long ago, it was a long time ago, I was at a Knoxbury Farm or something like that, and I was on the phone because I didn't get a reception in there, and I left my phone on the payphone, and I walked off, and when I thought about it, I went back and I got my phone, found my phone, but it gave me an idea, man, and the idea was to have a strap around your neck that have your phone hooked onto it. And, you know, whenever you need to answer your phone and you're in some kind of place, you just pick that motherfucker up and answer it and drop it. It's hanging on your neck. Now, I went all the way through the fucking patent and everything. And, well, wait a minute. I didn't go through that. I wanted to go through that. And I called this patent type company. And this company told me how much money it would cost for me to invest in the doing this. And I said, oh, shit, fuck that. But I had sent them the drawing. Do you know, about 2 years later, I seen Sharon Stone. I seen a whole bunch of actresses with this motherfucker hanging on their neck, and it was called the strap. So what I'm saying, man, you know, people think of shit, and they don't want people to take it, but you can't be scared, because what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck. If that get me in, let's say that would have got me in, I would have thought of all these other things I've thought about. You know, you can't be worried about getting fucked. Because the only way you won't get fucked is if you are calling the shots. And if you are not calling the shots, you know, here I am, a business that has what you need, and I'm going to let you make more money than me? Come on. To even think that, you're being a nut. You're being silly. You just have to be there. See, you have to understand, this is the way you got to think. There is no motherfucking place, no other place, where you don't get what you get with me. And you've been getting it weeks past. You know, many weeks. You've been getting the truth. You've been getting the light shined on different things you want to do. The things I talk about teach growth. It actually teaches you the methods to use and the reasoning behind the things you learn. This is what the other gurus don't have. They tell you the shit, but they don't know how to make the shit real or pertinent to you. How the fuck do you react when you're out and some motherfucker step on your goddamn toe? How do you react? Now, I don't mean literally step on your toe. I mean, you say something that goes against the grain of what you believe. What I'm saying is the shit don't go your way. See, a lot of you motherfuckers don't realize that the reason you get upset in a situation like that is because you don't have any principles. Any fucking thing goes in your life, and that kind of shit shouldn't go, so you're going to get mad. See, it's not for what they did or what really happened. It's because you don't have no principles that you get upset. See, the way you react to everyday problems are genuine precursors or indicators, to how you're going to react to problems in life. You see, you're going to have all kind of petty little problems that you have to deal with in this pimp life. But you got to stay within the boundaries. You got to stay within the boundaries of the game so that you can successfully deal with these things. Are they going to deal with you? If you don't deal with them, that, God damn it, I'm just fucking, they're going to deal with you. I'm sorry, you guys, I need some water. Hold on 1 second. Trey, hit something.
I'll be talking about representing the mindset of a real pimp. And I'm not taking any prisoners doing it. I don't want to push any of you motherfuckers.
So if you have a weak stomach for this shit, as far as talking shit to women, then you may as well bail out now. Otherwise, we're down and dirty. We down and dirty to get it. Even when you're out heading to fill your gas tank up in your vehicle, as you ride, you must be scanning the streets, ready to take advantage of an unplanned opportunity that might come your way. You must see and, if possible, acknowledge every female that's outside that door. DownandDirty101.com. See, I think some of you motherfuckers may mistakenly believe you think you have to live a double life in order to be a pimp. In a way, you can look at it like that, because when you first, you know, get my course, you're going to have to continually remind yourself of how to act. So, at first, I can see you thinking you have to act like you are this pimp, which means at times you are, and at other times you aren't. That's what's wrong. That's the wrong way to see what you're doing. And we're going to correct that shit. We're correcting it tonight. See, you have to realize that at one point, this acting you're doing will become you if you're acting like a pimp, you're pretending to be down and dirty. I see you, 732. I'm going to get right at you. You just have to realize it's going to be you. That's why you have to do it every motherfucking day until it is you. 732. Hey, I'm taking a guess, Garmin.
Yeah, that's he. That's he. What's good?
What's going on? What's up, Garmin?
Yeah. I'm having a little dilemma right now. Alright.
Come on.
I'm trying to turn this bitch out. But I'm having a real hard time turning her out.
Stop. Do you know why you're having a hard time?
Yeah, I know what I'm having a hard time.
Why?
She using religion.
No.
No. Go ahead.
No. The reason you're having a hard time is because you allow yourself to think that you're trying to turn her out. You either turn her out or you don't. And if it's about turning her out and she's talking about religion and is it keeping you from doing it, then you don't. You can't turn her out. Leave that bitch alone.
Hmm.
Period.
But she ain't trying to leave me alone. She keep on blowing up my
phone. Who gives a fuck what she doing, man? We talking about you. I told you this before. This has nothing to do with bitches. This has to do with where you coming from. Say, I did the show on Ask Rosebud Sunday about integrity. This is about integrity. If you have integrity and you didn't fucking tell her where you coming from and she said it ain't her cup of tea, your integrity is not going to allow you to do what you're doing. Hey, man, you have to accept. Every motherfucker don't want to get with you. Just because you spoke to her, just because she spoke to you, just because y'all smiled at each other, that don't mean she want to fuck with you. Hey, Garmin, hold on. I got this motherfucker. This is my nigga. Tay, what the fuck is up with you, nigga?
Bud, what's going on, man? I just been listening to the show, man, from the start, man. I'll just call in, man. This is down and dirty pimping 101, man. Is that what this is, man?
Yeah.
Say, bud, dude, that's on the line now. Hey, bud, shit, he might can relate religion, you know, to the pimping for that bitch, man.
hey, Tay, you know what?
Hey, funny as hell.
Hey, Tay, nigga, you know me, Tay, and you know I don't play that shit. Your black ass. But you could do that because a lot of motherfuckers do it. A lot of people relate the original woman in the Bible to hoes. They just and they relate the original man to the pimp. They do. I don't do that shit, you motherfucker. Hey, you guys. Just in case you don't know, this is my friend and my pimp partner, you know, Shantae. Matter of fact, I'm glad you on, because I've been getting this, I mean, this way a little bit later. We're going to go overtime. But I got some shit, Tay. Matter of fact, Tay, I'm just going to say, Tay, you remember, what that is? God, I can't remember the bitch. The little young bitch. That came to Hollywood looking for me. I think her name was
Christy.
Yeah, Christy. The bitch came looking for me, and Tay get the bitch in his car. You know, he goes to that woo woo woo, and then we put the bitch on the phone. This Tay, I'm gonna tell this story a little bit later, but Tay, you remember that motherfucking story? But yeah. we pimps, and that nigga, he stabbed me, but. Fuck it, because I know a nigga that fucks with you gon' stab you in this pimping. If you ain't ready for that. Hey, but that was like 35 years ago. I'm talking about, if that's the case, it was a bullshit one, but it wasn't one that was significant enough to, like, you know, interfere with me and this nigga 35-year relationship. Shit. The only motherfuckers that I fuck with this amount of years is my family. This nigga, I've been fucking with this nigga 35, 40 years. Shit. And this bullshit I'm talking about, gonna talk about, happened in like the first year that I met him. So I'm talking real pimps, they don't let bitches come between them. They don't let none of that bullshit come between them. Period. So, Tay, I'm gonna keep you on the line. 732 Garmelon, you got some more, man?
Nah, I ain't got no more, man. I just gotta cut the bitch off. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. Hey,
I ain't gonna waste my time.
No.
I've been trying to flip her, man.
No. Wait. You don't gotta cut her off. You do gotta cut her off if she don't go with what the fuck you said this next time. The next time, mm-hmm. You gotta tell her you tired of playing with her. You know, I ain't trying to be your boyfriend. I ain't trying to be nothing else other than a motherfucker that's trying to get it, and I want you to, you know, be with it. If she was really about religion, she wouldn't even be listening to you at this point, because you done already said some anti-religion bullshit. You done already said it to her. So if you accept her talking that bullshit about some religion, then you full of shit yourself. I'm saying, when you tell a religious bitch that you doing something that's not religious, she's through with you. She ain't finna talk to you no more because she don't fucking want to deal with your shit.
But here's the thing,
right,
though, she's 21.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Garmelon. Check this out. I was finna, you know, fucking on this bitch, and she was laying on the bed, and her motherfucking legs was open, and the bitch pussy was wide open, but the bitch had some kind of disease. Well, I'ma still fuck her?
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm saying, what that bitch being 21 got to do with you talking about what is real? What does any of the shit you said after me and Tay dropped what we dropped on you have to do with what's going on? If the bitch ain't coming on and you didn't already told her what time it was, don't matter if she 21. Don't matter if she this. Don't matter if she that. It matters that she don't want to do what the fuck you talking about. Am I being real with you, Garmelon?
Yeah, you being real.
So my thing is, be real with yourself.
Yeah,
you know, you guys play with yourself. You guys do not.
Exactly.
You don't come from where you coming from when you talking to a bitch. Cause this motherfucking nigga Tay, this motherfucking me, ain't damn bitch getting to talk to us past high without knowing we want to pimp on their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, shit, bitch. It's about this pimping, bitch. You want to fuck with it? You don't want to fuck with it. If you don't want to fuck with a bitch, quit dialing my motherfucking phone. But if you keep, you know, you keep calling me, bitch, you must want it. So if you want it, bring your motherfucking ass over here. Let's try, you know, let's get busy with this shit. If not, lose my number, bitch.
Tay, let me ask you something. Would you fuck a bitch that ain't paying you?
Hell no.
So what I'm saying is, there's no fucking hesitation in what's right or wrong. What I'm saying is, if a bitch ain't going for what you're saying, then fuck that bitch.
Right.
Anytime you talk to her after she ain't going for what you're saying, you a sucker to her. Me and this nigga, if we talk about, we tense, we woo, so whatever. The bitch said, oh, no, we ain't doing no whole. We ain't even there. By the time they finish saying, when they say, oh, no, we ain't doing no, we already gone. By the time that bitch said, we ain't doing no hoeing, they look up and they don't even see us. We ain't trying to hear that shit, bitch.
Plus, why a nigga talking to him? Plus, while a nigga talking to him, he looking over a bitch's head, you know, at the next bitch might be walking by. Shit. You know?
Hey, so what I'm saying is, bitches don't mean shit. I'm not saying they ain't shit. I'm saying they don't mean what you make them mean to you. What they are, they're ends to a means. I mean, a means to an end. And what I'm saying is, if you want to feel like you a motherfucker, you want to have some hoes, you better fuck with a lot of bitches. Because, Tate, I think you seen that post because you said something. Nigga, I remember, I didn't really say this, but I'll say it on the show. I was always the motherfucker that got woke up. Because this black motherfucker, we've been in the after hours. The goddamn sun is up. We living in the valley, an hour away from Hollywood. We speed the motherfucker the valley at 10:30. This nigga calling me, nigga, what you gonna do? Let the day wait while you sleep? God damn! Hey man, this motherfucker did this motherfucker. And nah, nigga, meet me at Sunset. Meet me on Sunset at the car wash. Hey, and we gone from there. Hey, all we and this motherfucker. Tay, you my nigga, man. Hey, this nigga is the motherfucker that made me coin the phrase taking a nap. This motherfucker, I used to say, nigga, don't you ever sleep? He said, all I need is a nap, man. Sometimes my nigga would call and I'd be saying, man, let's go do these things, man. I gotta take a nap. This motherfucker used to say that shit to me. I love this nigga, and I ain't ashamed to say I got hella game from this nigga. Everything I thought about being a pimp, I really thought it before I met this nigga. But when I met this nigga, I saw everything I thought. When I came to that nigga house, I say, nigga, shit, you living like a star. He said, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? We are stars. God damn, I was green as a motherfucking pool table and twice as square. That motherfucker said that to me and I never forgot it. Never. We are stars. That's why we live like we live. That's why we do what we do. Because we motherfuckers to the fullest extent. And that's my theme. That's where I'm coming from. Garmelin, if you got something else, I can hear it. But if not, I'm going to put
you
back
in. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. You can put me back in the queue.
For sure, man. Hey, Garmelin, wait a minute. Garmelin,
yeah,
did I
up?
Help you?
Yeah. No, you did. You definitely did. Definitely. I appreciate it.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Mash on, sure. Mash on that bitch. Makes that bitch come on with it, man.
See, the things that I be talking about is just so broad. You know, you can't ever reach the plateau that I'm talking about unless you give in to your own thoughts in each situation you get into. You have to surrender to your own thoughts. This conceited, short-ass, Mussolini, Hitler, fucking goddamn complex. You see this motherfucker laughing because he know I'm talking about him. Complex having motherfucker. He would have this nigga got to be 2 inches shorter than me, and I'm like fucking 5'8". This nigga always had a 6 foot one, 6 foot two. Bitch. This nigga, when the nigga go take the bitch, the nigga gotta say, wait a minute, bitch, and go get his little step ladder and step up on that motherfucker and hit that bitch in her jaw. Hey, but listen, that's what we dealt with. Height, hair, hey, nigga, what was my problem? My hair wouldn't grow. I hated your ass because you had, hey, Rosebud. No, Tate, how you catch all them fucking bitches, man? It's my hair, Rosebud. This is my locks. This motherfucker tell me that shit, and my hair won't grow past an inch and a half. So if I listen to this black motherfucker, I can never catch a bitch. Fellas, what I'm trying to tell you is this game is about you. This game is not about bitches. We know that you're required to have bitches to be in this game, but it's not about bitches. It's about, hey, who is it about?
Shit, it's about the nigga, man. Shit, man.
Hey, Trey Lavis, who you think it's about?
It's about the man.
So, we have a consensus. I think it's about that motherfucker, too. The man. Us. It's not about that bitch. That's why I keep telling you. You guys come to me with these scenarios talking about what the bitch did. And I always ask you, well, what did you do? What did you say? How? Because it's not about her. It's about you. And if you take this shit to the fullest extent of where it can go, you're going to be a motherfucker like me and Tay and Trey. Look at me. I got my, hey, man, see, people don't understand this. Pimps brought the rhyming shit in. Now one of them motherfuckers, Shantae, me, none of us tried to rhyme. It just seems like what we said rhymed. Because what I'm saying is I know I'm fucking with Tay, and I'm fucking with a nigga named Dre. Shit. This shit, we can't help it. Everything sounds so fucking sharp that we say. Everything is so fly. Why? Because we can't help it. We can't help it. Tay, what did we used to do when it would be, let's say, 11:30 at night, and I done drove up to your house up there in Porter Ranch, and we trying to get to the sold out before 2 o'clock? What would we do leaving your house?
What, you talk speed like a motherfucker?
Nigga, I didn't want to prompt you, but we would speed. Listen, we would get on the 118. We would get on the motherfucking 118, nigga, and drive 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it never failed. This motherfucker would pull up next to me. I'm from a little city. This nigga would fly like this all the time. He fucking pull up next to me. We going 100 miles an hour. The nigga raised down his window, lighting the joint. So I'm like, yeah, man, when I get to Hollywood, man, I'm finna do this. Nigga, can you shut up? I'm trying to drive, motherfucker. This nigga did his feet past me. Man, that shit was so fly to me. I swear to fucking God, that shit was fly. And what was fly about it is we don't have no rules. We ain't got no goddamn rules. The only rule we live by is the rule we think of. And we can make that motherfucker up right now, because even if we make it up, it's going to be within the boundaries of this game. Because we real. Shantae is a nigga that I fucked with for 35 years. Hated his guts. Loved him. I've always loved him. But I done fell out with this nigga. We done been enemies. We done been friends. But what I'm saying is this is the only motherfucker that I have ever competed with. I've never thought in regards to some other motherfucker about my pimping, unless it was this nigga. When he bought some, I went and bought it. When I bought some, he went and bought it. Ain't no way one of us is going to outdo the other. And what that does, it doesn't make either one of us better than the other, and that's not what we was trying to do. What we was trying to do was stay at the height of having shit. This nigga made me see how, man, you ain't supposed to be living in no motel, no goddamn apartment when you got some white bitches. Nigga, the fucking white bitches gonna pay you, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, it ain't like black bitches ain't gonna pay you. But we know that them white bitches, not only can they pay us, they can actually walk in there and look white and get the apartment or the house or whatever, man. We pimped on bitches, man. We didn't pimp colors. We pimp bitches. Trey, you got something? Listen, man, I know you're doing a whole bunch of shit, man, and I know you're doing a whole bunch of shit that really is helping my site, my blog talk. But I want you to tell these motherfuckers what you actually can do. I know I never do justice to it, man. So you do it, Dre.
Well, man, I could do a customized video. We could have your business, whatever your business is. And these videos ain't no regular videos. They top-of-the-line videos. Also, I can do social media for you, where I can get you a lot of people on Facebook. I can hook you up with customized covers on Facebook, where your Facebook is flashing and blinging when people go to your Facebook. I can set you up with your Facebook business page. I can do your catch cards for you. I can make nice business cards that look above average.
Man,
I can make websites.
You fucking motherfucker with all that goddamn shit you can do. Ain't nobody really wanted all that shit. I thought you only had one or two things you can do. That motherfucker listed about 14 things he can fucking do.
Hey man, I'm set up to build your business, man. From the ground up.
I'm still gonna fuck with you, man. Cause I got tattoos coming, man. You know, as soon as
this
I find the building, man,
with.
And I'm gonna need all that, man. I need all that for Tay's Players tattoos, man. You know.
No problem.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This is my partner. This motherfucker, and this is the truth. I had kind of got out the game before him, and I was like not doing good, but whatever. American Pimp came out, blah blah blah. This nigga started telling me about this tattoo parlor. And I started talking negative. Man, you don't really want to do this. He said, "Nah, bud, I know this. And I said, "Nah, man, you know, you my partner, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm trying to save you, man. You finna stand over the middle of a goddamn volcano and your fucking goddamn footing ain't gonna splash. You're gonna get burnt up." The nigga say, "Nah, bud, this shit is gonna work." So the nigga ends up getting a motherfucking tattoo parlor. I mean a business on Crenshaw. And you know I can build shit. And this is my partner. I'm finna help you do blah, blah, blah. But while we building this shit, I'm telling you, man, this is kind of crazy, man. Ooh, but motherfuckers are saying, is this gonna be a tattoo parlor? Ooh, because he had his sign out there before we even... black ass nigga. But anyway... Get this shit finished before his opening day. This thing was in business doing tattoos because every fucking thing he said about that tattoo parlor was true. I'm totally not agreeing with it. I don't believe it. But if you believe it, nigga, you my partner. I'm finna help you get out. But when this nigga opened his doors, it was like 15 years before he closed it. And that was just that parlor. Nigga, you finna roll again, ain't you?
Yeah, man. Just looking for, just trying to find the right spot. You know what I'm saying? You know? Once I find that spot, it's finna be on. So, Dre, that's why... I'm gonna need you, man. I'm definitely gonna need you.
Dre, I'm hooking you up with Tay, and all you guys that's listening, understand, we all in a family. You know, if you can use Dre, and believe me, you're gonna get a deal. because Dre do top of the line shit with hood understanding. All right, you guys, I'm gone, man. We had a really good show, man. Tay, I'm gonna call you. Dre, Trey, everything was cool, man. Every fucking thing was cool.
Yeah, I was listening from the beginning, man. I just